This is URN Sport.
Yes, Unitov won the first fencing event, winning the Sabre 45-25. A relatively comfortable victory in the end for Unitov. However, there was a time when Trent looked like getting back into the event, narrowing the gap, the point gap to just 3 points. However, in the end, Unitov comfortably saw out the match. We are now moving into the foil. Hi, we are with a few of the fans watching the fencing. Guys, what have you made of the performance so far?
Well, actually, yeah, no, I think we're pretty dominant performance in the Sabre, so hopefully it's looking good for the other two matches.
Yeah, at one point Trent looked like they were getting back into it, narrowing the gap to 3 points. Do you think that's the momentary blip, or do you think there's anything more to that?
No, I don't think so. I think that probably was a blip. I think they're supposed to have quite a good forward team, but ours is pretty strong as well, so we'll see how the forward goes.
Yeah, so we're expecting Unitov to win the next two events then?
Yep, I think so. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, cheers, that boys.
Yes, Trent came out top in the second event, winning the foil 45-42. In the end, not a bad result for URN, considering how far behind they were during the game. Managed to drag back a 15-point deficit to only 3 points. This is renowned as Nottingham Trent's best event, so this is not a bad result for URN. The aggregate score is currently 87 to URN to 70 to Nottingham Trent. We are looking good for the win at the moment. Hi, I'm joined with Daniel from the fencing team. What did you make of today's performance?
I think we're all really, really happy with how today's gone. We knew it was going to be a tougher fixture than last year, and we knew that we might not have it completely our way, but overall we're really, really happy to come away with a victory today.
Yeah, the performance in the Sabre and Epee events was especially pleasing today, wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. I mean, Sabre and Epee have traditionally been our club's stronger weapons. It's disappointing that we didn't get to win the foil, but I think in the end we actually performed probably even better than we'd anticipated, because Trent have actually put together a really strong foil team this year. So I think overall there's things we can improve on, but the fact that we've come away with a victory shows that we are still the best team in Nottingham.
Yeah, do you think the decision to field some of your less experienced players paid dividends in a more exciting match today?
Definitely. I mean, if we'd have fielded perhaps the best team we could have done, it wouldn't have been maybe as exciting to watch. There definitely wouldn't have been as much drama around the midway point. I think it is important to make sure that we give some of the people who've been fencing for a short amount of time a little bit more experience. And obviously, because we've won today, I don't feel like that's been an issue at all.
And how happy are you to win your second consecutive varsity event?
Really, really happy, and hopefully we can continue into the future and we can continue to do great things for fencing in Nottingham.
Okay, go enjoy your celebrations.
Thank you very much.
Hi, we're joined with Amy again. What do you make of today's performance?
As tricky as I expected, foil. I did think we were going to lose, but we kept it really close. So we did really well overall.
Yeah, so at one point in the foil we looked like we were falling quite far behind, but we really did pull it back. Does that kind of show the mental strength of our side?
Oh, I knew I could beat the bitch, so I went for it. So, yeah.
And you said your prediction was 135-110.
Yeah.
So we did better than expected. What do you say that's down to?
Well, better than I expected. I was being generous. We work really well as a team. So in the foil, I mean, if we were down in the foil, so if we hadn't brought it back, then my prediction might have been a little bit true. But me, Scott and Cara, and Tim as well, who started in the beginning, we've been fencing for ages, so we know our strengths and we know that, like, we can rely on each other to pull it back.
Do you think the decision to field some of the less experienced players made it a bit more of an exciting match today?
Yeah, definitely for foil. So Tim hasn't really fenced much on teams. He's been on the third team. And Seb did really well. He's one of our beginners. He only started in October. And it's a nice addition to the team. We really enjoyed it.
And how do you feel winning your second consecutive varsity event?
Good, I guess. You know, it would be nice if it was a bit more of a difficult challenge. Maybe next year. I'd like to have a women's team and a men's team. But, you know, we did good.
Right, congratulations on the win. Go enjoy the celebrations.
Thank you very much.